Next patient we're going to do is going to be KRL, Carl. And last name is going to be Riddle, R-I-D-D-L-E. Carl Riddle. Mm-hmm. No, sorry. Hang on one second. Before we do that, put down patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today, period. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Dated for 12/29, by the way. His date of birth is, I'll give it to you in a minute. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient is currently in his third benefit period from 11/10/2025 to 1/18/2026. Patient currently is on hospice, new paragraph with history of COPD. He's short of breath at all times. He belongs in New York Heart Association Class 4. Definitely has bowel and bladder incontinence, period. Period, O2 sats at 94% room air. He does have O2 available to him. He uses his nebulizer on a regular basis, period. His LMAC continues to decline because of his weight loss. Most recent LMAC was measured at... Mm-hmm. 23, put down. Blood pressure today is 120 over 95. Heart is 89. His PPS is at 40%. His confusion related to both dementia and hypoxemia related to COPD puts him at FACT score of 7B. He's short of breath at all times. Again, nebulizer only helps him for a short time per caregiver. He has trouble swallowing. He does have mild pilodema lower extremity. He has mild dysphagia. Because of his dysphagia, he's not eating as much, and hence the reason for his dropping weight. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. The pilodema is both consistent with weight loss, purging, calorie malnutrition, and right-sided heart failure that happens in patients with end-stage COPD, hypertension, or core pulmonale, period. He's legally blind and has issues and deaf and mute. His O2 sat hovers around 87% to 92%, PPS of 40%. His O2 sat definitely drops with activity. Given natural progression of the disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. He has a increased fatigue and decreased mental and physical decline. Caretaker tells me he's sleeping 8 to 10 hours a day. Overall prognosis remains poor. He has continued to decline. His most recent LMAC was reported at 23, down from 23.5 with previous weight loss of 10%. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live, period. Next patient is Neil, N-E-A-L, Nathaniel. Last name is Neil, first name Nathaniel. 11-6-58, today's 1706. This is a 67-year-old gentleman, obese, totally bedbound, with history of sleep apnea, COPD, weakness, chronic hypoxemia. O2 sat was at 81% and then went up to 86%. That's max today. Patient is single, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He has a history of hypertension, diabetes, which he takes metformin for. Again, he's bedbound. He has severe pain in his hips. He was told at one time he might need hip surgery, but his condition has worsened to the point that he cannot have any surgeries at this time. Patient before became bedbound in the past 4 to 6 weeks has had multiple falls because of his obesity and his weight. He probably weighs close to 400. He also has orthopnea, PND, sleep apnea, sleeps on 4 pillows. The patient has bilateral hip pain, low back pain. The only surgery he's had is a colonoscopy because of polyps, which they will remove. He did have a history of smoking and drinking in the past, but not recently. He's single. He doesn't have any children, allergy, none. Dad died of family history. Dad died of cancer of the stomach. Mom died of breast cancer. Review system as above. On exam, he has his medication includes Flonase, metformin 500 twice a day, metoprolol 500 milligram twice a day, 50 milligram twice a day, urea cream and lisinopril 10 milligram a day. His O2 side was again low, between 81 and 88. His pulse was 88, blood pressure 160 over 90. He's awake. He's a pretty good historian. He's oriented to person, place, and time. Heart sounds, distant heart sounds, but appear to be irregular with few ectopics, lungs, bronchi, and rales. Again, distant lung sounds because of his obesity. Abdomen is soft, low extremities, has a 3+ edema, bilateral neurological movement, all 4 extremities with no vocal neurological deficits. Skin shows the rash. Assessment: 67-year-old, morbidly obese gentleman, office worker, has not been able to get out of bed for months because of chronic hip pain, now with increased shortness of breath. He's in desperate need of help at home. He does not want to go to the hospital. He does not want to die in the hospital. He's no longer able to get doctor's office to get his medications refilled. His blood pressure is elevated because he's not taking his lisinopril on a regular basis. He wants to save his lisinopril, period. He's hypoxic in big letters, consistent with causing some confusion from time to time, period. In the paragraph, he has provider services, period. He has bilateral hip pain, back pain, period. Morbidly obese, period. Patient is in desperate need of oxygen, at least 2-liter nasal cannula, and no longer able to go back and forth to the doctor's office, and does not want to go to the hospital, wants to be cared for at home till it's time to go to be with the Lord, in quotation. Overall prognosis is poor. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Overall prognosis remains poor as well. Thank you.